This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Let's talk some Birmingham Legion soccer real quick. Coach Tom Sohn is with us now on the Mick Ultra Organic Seltzer Hotline. Coach, welcome in. How are you today?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing great. Look, I know we got to play some last year, but it wasn't the same. Nobody is going to pretend it was. It has to feel like a fresh start as the season rolls around this year.
Yeah, I mean, we're really excited. And obviously the component of having fans makes such a big difference in any sport. And our fans, you know, we love our fans. Our guys love playing for them. So adding that component back and, you know, we've gotten better, so we're excited to kick off this year.
It's hard to believe this is season three. You know, the good news is you guys made the playoffs the first couple of years. You've got, you know, new great players that you've added. I would assume the goals are even higher this year for you guys.
Absolutely. I mean, we, you know, I kind of said this in an earlier talk with someone else that, you know, making the playoffs isn't a thing anymore. That's kind of an understanding. Now it's about getting some home games, you know, for the playoffs and really utilizing that home field advantage. So we were fortunate to have a big part of this team back, the core, and we added a few key pieces and we've got some depth. So we're real excited about getting this thing underway.
For the fans of the Legion FC, you're the only coach in the history of the team. How important is that continuity, you think, Ben, for the first 3 years, to have just one set of eyes, one vision, one thought process to grow this?
Yeah, I mean, look, it was a while ago that Jay Heaps and I talked about what our plans were if I were to take this job, and the two of us have similar ideas on how we wanted to build this, and realizing too, it wasn't going to happen overnight. It takes a little bit, and I feel like every year we've made strides. You know, obviously, as you explained, last year through COVID was disappointing because we were just excited about last year. But now in our third year, this is time where you start, you know, making some headway and then establishing yourself in the league. And so being there and having some stability and knowing what it's going to be like and having some guys return and understanding what's expected of them, it makes things move a lot faster and get things going. So, like I said, we're so excited for our opener, and, you know, we're in a tough division, but you wouldn't want it any other way. I think it makes for good games for the fans and makes us stay on our toes.
Well, we're just a couple of weeks out from that home opener, May 1st, to get tickets. The schedule's available. I guess it's as simple as going online, bhmlegion.com.
Yeah. You know, and I get out there. We love having our fans. We love making new fans. And we're excited to show what we can do.
The experience you get when you go to these games, and you do a good job of this, but your players do as well. How important do you talk to them about your interaction with your fan base? And, you know, not necessarily at local breweries, though that occasionally happens organically, but at the game, on the day of the match, there's that great interaction with, you know, the fan club on one side of the stadium, but also with the kids, the walk-in and everything. How important has that been for you to coach these guys and for you to embrace the fans like you have with that game day experience?
You know, it's awesome. And like you said, you can't fake it. Thankfully, our brigade has a really clear understanding of what it means to be a supporter. So, you know, we were lucky to start with that to begin with. And then adding to that, you know, it's vital that we – first of all, we have the guys that kids can come watch and want to be like that guy. So what we do on and off the field is just as important as role models. And now that atmosphere games and, you know, the support you get when it's attractive to the eye, you know, that's all stuff that has to be genuine. And it's been so far. So we've really embraced our community and we love playing for them. And it's been the same the other way. So it's been real exciting, and I can't wait to see what this year holds.
Legion Coach Tom, so before you go, I want to ask you a quick, broad question, because I have a friend of mine that's a soccer coach, and he was explaining to me that now more than ever, more U.S. players are playing in the significant European leagues, like the Champions League and in major with major teams and are contributing more than they ever have. And that gave him great excitement for our national team. Do you share that excitement because of what he is telling me?
Oh, you know what? And this is the hardest thing, I think, for the general fan to understand is we're so young in the game and in the professional environment of what our country is relative to other countries. But the speed at which we're catching up, and now kids, I mean, there's several kids from Birmingham are out playing at some of the highest levels in the world. To say that in such a short amount of time when country's been at this for 200 years professionally, it's amazing how fast it's grown. And again, we have a lot of kids to draw from. When you look at the excitement around soccer these days, whether it's girls or boys, the numbers that kids are playing, it's amazing. And now you're seeing those kids turn out into, and these are young kids going and playing overseas and playing for a national team. And it's just exciting to see the potential we have. You know, it's our duty to create some of those guys. You know, we have some local product here that we really believe in, and our academy system is set up to get some of those kids into our first team. So once the systems are set up like that, I think it's onward and upward for our national team, because we're just going to keep generating all this talent. Now it's just about putting that talent together.
Yeah, that's a great answer there, and maybe reason to be more excited than ever. Coach, thank you for the time. I know you're excited for the season to start. We look forward to it as well.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, take care. Coach Tom Sohn of the Birmingham Legion. He is with us on the MidCulture Organic Seltzer Hotline. Zero carbs, only 90 calories. Try cucumber, lime, peach, pear, or spicy pineapple.